奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来分享，来学习但以理书第四章。
We continue to share and learn from the book of Daniel chapter 4.
啊，这个第四章的主题是至高者在人的国中掌权。
And this theme of chapter 4 is that the Most High ruler is in the kingdom of man.
请大家翻开但以理书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel chapter 4.
啊，这一章是真神得到荣耀赞美的一章。
This is a chapter where the true God has been exalted and glorified.
其实在第一章、第二章都一直看到外邦人在赞美神啊。
But from chapter 1 onwards, we can already see that the Gentiles are praising God.
到进入到第四章的时候，更充满着外邦人的赞美。
But in this chapter 4, we can see it is full of the praise of the Gentiles to the true God.
从第一节前面那一段呢，就看到巴比伦王在赞美神啊。
And from chapter 1 onwards, you can already see that the king of Babylon was praising God.
一直到这章的中间那一段，也是不断的在赞美神啊。
And unto this chapter, and in the middle portion, they continue to praise God.
到最后一段，最后一节也在赞美神啊。
Until the final verse, you can also see the king was praising God.
这一章是神在外邦中得到尊崇荣耀的一章。
And this is a chapter where the true God has been exalted and praised in the Gentile land.
因为这一章，神让他们真实的知道，神才是真正世界的掌权者，宇宙的掌权者。
And this chapter allows this Gentile kingdom to realize that God is the one who holds dominion of the universe.
那一节到三节我们已经分享过了。
We have shared on verses 1 to 3.
这一节到这一段在赞美当中，我们提出两个重要的道理。
On this passage, we shared on two important messages.
第一个就是尼布甲尼撒王认识天上的真神。
Firstly, that King Nebuchadnezzar knew the true God in heaven.
你真的认识神吗？
Do you know your God?
第二个重点。
Secondly,
尼布甲尼撒王认识自己。
Nebuchadnezzar knew himself.
十个认识自己的。
The ten aspects of which he knew about himself.
认识神也有十点。
And he knew about God on ten aspects.
认识自己也有十点。
He also knew about himself on ten aspects.
我们是否真的认识神也认识自己。
But do we actually know God and know ourselves?
我们今天从第四节开始。
From verse 4 onwards today.
第四节到十八节是王自述。讲他得梦的经过。
Verses 4 to 18 is about the king speaking and talking about his own dream.
那我们就不用读了。
We don't have to read on that.
这里说第四节说王在你在王宫里面安居在平顺的这个宫殿内做了这个梦。
Now King Nebuchadnezzar said that he was at rest in his own house, flourishing in his own palace.
这是尼布甲尼撒王做的第二个梦。
That was the second dream that King Nebuchadnezzar made.
还记得吗？第一个梦是关乎到世界历史的发展跟它的衰败。
Do you remember that his first dream was about the history, the prosperity and the downfall of the world kingdoms in history?
那是一个世界的梦来的。
That was a dream about this world.
包括世界的结局，它的结果。
That included the end and also the conclusion of this world.
现在这个梦是关乎他自己本人的。
But now this dream was about himself.
那这个梦让他很害怕。
And this dream terrified him.
你看第五节。
Verse 5.
这个梦一直留在他的脑海中啊，久久不能散去。
That is the thought of this dream continued to linger in his heart and it troubled him.
因此他说他很害怕。
And therefore he said that this made him afraid.
一想起这个异象，这个梦使他惊慌啊。
The thoughts of his bed and the visions of his head troubled him.
他在什么情况中的做这个噩梦的呢？
Under what circumstances did he have this dream?
我们有时做噩梦是因为我们受到太大的压力，我们的环境太痛苦，我们会做噩梦啊。
Sometimes we have nightmares because of the stresses we have in life.
但是尼布甲尼撒王不是在这种恶劣的环境中做噩梦的呀。
But King Nebuchadnezzar did not have a nightmare because of stresses in life.
历史记载他这段时间，第四章这段时间，他的尼布甲尼撒国王啊，是最强盛、最顺利的那段风光强盛的时期来的。
And by the historical record, and this chapter 4, where King Nebuchadnezzar was the flourishing prosperity times of his kingdom.
所以第四节他自己也见证啊， 我是在很安居在王宫里面，我平顺在王宫殿内的呀，是很平安的呀，很顺利的呀，他自己也这样讲呀。
This has also been testified by himself in verse 4 that he was having rest and he was flourishing in his palace.
那这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你的环境很顺利，很平安，你很骄傲，你很丰富，你很强盛，噩梦突然间临到，恶事突然间临到你。
Even when you think that your environment was a smooth sailing, was everything was going fine, and you were living at the pinnacle of your life, and now a nightmare strikes you.
让我们看到，我们认为的平顺啊，风光啊，顺利啊，平安，那不是真正的平安啊，不是真正的顺利啊。
That's a strike at you to tell you that all your smooth times and all your peace were not true.
很多时候，我们认为这样很平安、很顺利、很骄傲的时候，忘记神的时候，忘记自己的时候，灾难临到。意外就发生，哦，噩梦就临到。
Very often it is during our times of peace and smooth sailing times where we are proud and we forget about God and disaster strike us.
所以常常有勉励我们说，在平顺安稳当中要更加谨慎，更加警醒。
Therefore, we often encourage one another that even in times of peace, we ought to be more vigilant.
那跟着第六节说，他做了这个噩梦，第一件事情呢，就是下命令。召巴比伦一切的测试到他面前来解梦。
Verse 6, the king had this dream and he issued this decree to ask the people to interpret the dream.
这个好像历史重演是吗？在那个第一次梦的时候也是这样哦，叫巴比伦国的所有测试呢。术士啊，法术的，全部到他面前解梦。
This is history repeating himself because now the king was asking all the wise men just as he did in the first time that he had a dream.
巴比伦王养了很多这些专家，养了很多这些专业人士啊，各种各样的专业人士，灵界的也有啊，管理国家的也有，那些处理国家的也有，包括行邪术的也有。天文学的看星星月亮的也有，他养很多这种专家。
The king had all these professionals, these experts, both in the physical realm and the spiritual realm at his fingertips and are ready to use.
但是这些专家有用呢
？But are all these experts useful?
第七节说，我将梦告诉这些行法术的，那些观照的那些专家们。我跟他们讲我的梦，他们却不能够讲解给我听啊。
Verse 7 tells us that the king told the magicians, astrologers, chaldeans, the soothsayers, and none of them could interpret this dream.
你还记得吗？以前这些专家不能够解梦哦。他说：“王啊，你都没有把梦告诉我们，你叫我们怎样解呢？有没有？”
Do you remember the first time that the king did not reveal his dream, and he was expecting the experts to interpret the dream?
因为王自己也忘记他到底梦什么，然后叫人家跟他解梦。有没有搞错呀？你自己都忘记那个梦是什么，你叫我们怎样跟你解呀
？Because at that time, the king himself forgot about that dream, and he was expecting these wise people to interpret his dream.
那现在王把梦告诉他们，王没有忘记，把梦告诉他们，他们也不能解呀。
But now that the king did not forget his dream, and he told all these wise men, and they were not able to interpret.
所以。所谓的专家原来都是无用的专家，无用的医生。
And all these so-called experts turn out to be completely useless.
平时养他们这么久，养他们这么多，哦，原来到要用到的时候是没用的，无用的。
They are so well cultivated, they are so well taken care of, and eventually when they were employed, they were not of use.
反正他们不能解梦的时候，就有很多理由来解释了，很多理由来脱罪的了。
And we all know that when they were required to interpret, they had so many excuses.
后来还是要触动但以理来解梦了。
And finally, Daniel was called in to interpret.
第八节
，verse 8，
末后就是后来了哈。那照我神的名称为伯沙撒撒的但以理来到我面前呐、啊，来替他解梦。
Now Belteshazzar, who is Daniel, was called in to interpret his dream.
现在有一个问题。
There's a question.
当王召一去测试的时候，这些专家的时候，为什么但以理没有及时出现在王的面前？这是一个问题。
The question is, when the king was issuing this decree to all his wise men to come in, why didn't Daniel just come in?
请你注意哦，这些所谓的测试啊、术士啊、法术的啊、观照的、啊，全部都受但以理管制的，他们都是但以理下面的手下来的，但以理是他们的长官来的。
And take note that all these wise men, these experts, magicians, astrologers, and Chaldean soothsayers are under the charge or the ministry of Daniel under him.
应该王在召集这些人的时候，丹尼里要先出面才对啊，因为他是他的部门，是他管下的部门来的。
Because now that since it is under Daniel's ministry, and Daniel should be appearing first.
我想这个应该有两个原因吧。
I believe there are two reasons.
第一，可能丹尼里当时那个时候他不在王宫里面。
Firstly, Daniel could be out of the palace at this moment.
啊，这是猜想的啦。
I'm just hypothesizing.
不然他为什么不出来解梦呢？他不向王来报告呢？
This is just a hypothesis. Otherwise, why wouldn't Daniel be first to appear?
第二
，Secondly，
他可能在王宫，他在场，在王宫里。
And he could be in the palace.
但是他总是保持低调。
But he maintained a low profile.
他不愿意凡事都出风头，凡事都走在前面。
He refused to take lead in every situation.
总是哈把机会让给他的手下、他的部下们，让他们有机会接近王，替王来解难。那让他们有机会在王的面前来表现呢？这是个机会来的。
He would rather reserve this opportunity for the rest of the people under his ministry to appear first.
我相信这个可能性都存在的。
I believe that these two theories are possible.
因为不是所有人都可以见王的，知道吗
？Because not everyone can have the chance.
就算你能见王，也不是天天可以见的，有时一年才见一次、两次，就是几年才见一次罢了的呀。
Not everyone has the opportunity to meet the king every time.
因为王没有招你，你就不能够去见他的呀。
Unless the king calls for you, you can't meet the king.
而且王招你也不一定是招你，可能是招别的人，招你的同事呀。
And the king could have ordered to see someone else, but not you.
所以在他们来讲，他们没有什么机会去直接面对王的，他们没什么机会的。
Therefore, on their part, they didn't have a lot of opportunity to meet the king face to face.
现在机会来了。
Now the opportunity came.
你是他们的长官，你霸住这个机会吗？你占领住这个机会吗？你不给人家机会吗？
You as the minister of this ministry, and wouldn't you allow your people to meet this king?
在公司常常会发生这样的事情。
And this often happens in our office, in our workplace.
那个主管，你的上司想要在老板面前，在董事会面前表演，他常常都把你的机会砍断了，他自己来的。本来是要你去报告的，要你去解释，他都把你 block 掉了，阻挡你了，他自己来了，
and、
那个机会都给了他了。
All too often, and these managers will not allow you to have the opportunity to go to the board of meetings to meet important people, and they will entrust this opportunity to others.
反正第八节说到后来，丹以理才出面呢。我是在思考这两件事， 这两个原因呢。
Theorizing these two hypotheses based on verse 8, that Daniel came in later.
我比较接受的是第二个可能性，因为丹以理的为人，你看他的为人哦，都是常常哦把机会留给别人。常常去造就别人，他常常这样做的。
But I find the second theory more acceptable because Daniel often maintained a low profile, and he would rather pass this opportunity to others.
但很可惜，机会隔了你，你自己没办法把握，你自己没办法解决王的难题，你没有办法。
However, it is rather pitiful that they could not meet the criteria or the requirements of the king.
所以你就不能够嫉妒丹以理咯，你也不能够批评说丹以理没有给你机会哦，霸座来坐哦，你不能够这样控告他。
And that's to say that you are in no place to accuse Daniel for taking over your place and taking and solving the issue.
那么尼布甲尼撒王对丹以理的介绍呢？见证呢是说这个人呐、在他里头有圣神的灵在他里头。
King Nebuchadnezzar in verse 8 has also testified that in Daniel there is a spirit of the Holy God.
第九节
verse 9,
王对丹以理说：“伯提撒撒，我知道你里头有圣神的灵啊，神的圣灵在你里头呀。”
The king says that Belteshazzar, chief of the magicians, I know that you have the spirit of the Holy God.
什么奥秘都不能够为难你啊，因为你里头有神的圣洁的灵在你里头啊。
There is no secret and no mystery that can trouble you because you have the spirit of the True God.
这句话不单是对这个丹以理赞美的一句话，称赞的一句话。
Not only was this a compliment to Daniel,
同时这一句话也证明神是与丹以理同在的一句话。
It also proves that the true God abided with Daniel.
这句话不单只证明神跟他同在， 更是一句把但以理跟其他的专家术士们分别出来的一句话。
Not only so, that these words also differentiated Daniel from the rest of these experts.
所以这一句话有三种层次，三种意思哦。
And this very short phrase tells us of these three dimensions.
这是一句称赞但以理的话，称赞他。
Firstly, it was a compliment to Daniel.
你里头有神的圣灵。
That you have the Holy, you have the Spirit of the Holy God.
第二
，Secondly.
这一句话是见证神跟他同在，王见证神是跟他同在的。
It's also how the king testified that a true God is with you.
那神为什么没有跟你同在、
啊、why is God not with you?
第三
，Thirdly，
这句话是把但以理跟其他的术士、哲士们分别出来，他是特别的。
This word
把他们一群人当中把他分别出来
，differentiated between Daniel and the experts.
怎么样分别呢
？How would they differentiate?
其他人都没有神的灵在他里头，唯独你有，那就分别出来。
The rest of people did not have the Spirit of God in them, and you have.
那今天我们不也是里头有神圣灵的人吗
？And today, don't we all also have the Holy Spirit of God in us?
圣灵就是神的灵，也叫做耶稣的灵啊。
The Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus.
而且圣灵就是圣洁的灵啊，圣神的灵啊。我们就是有但以理这个圣神的灵在我们里头，难道不是吗
？The Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of the Holy God, the same that dwelt in Daniel.
但是我们有神的圣灵在我们里面，我们有被人家称赞吗？被人家来见证吗
？But now we have the Holy Spirit in us, but do we get compliments from other people just as Daniel?
人家有感受到神真的跟你同在吗？跟我们同在吗
？Did the other people feel that you have God with you?
你是有神的灵在你里头的呀。
You have the Spirit of God in you.
啊，那我们有神的灵在里头，我们有没有被分别出来呢？让人家看到，哎，你是不同的，跟世界的人分别出来，跟其他人分别出来的，有没有让人家有这样的分别呢
？Now you have the Spirit of God, the Holy God in you. And were you being differentiated from the rest of the people?
嗯，简单说，人家看得出来嘛，你有圣灵在里头，人家看得出来嘛。
Simply put, that do other people realize?
人家感受得到嘛
？Could other people feel that?
那你自己，包括自己有确实的体会到，真的神有圣灵跟我同在，圣灵在我的心里面，在我的内心里。
That includes yourself, whether you are able to truly experience that yourself.
有没有这样的感觉到
？Did you feel that yourself?
很久没有了是吗
？Haven't you had that feeling for a long time？
我想以前是有的。
In the past，
以前你看我们祷告圣灵感动啊，会哭啊。
Last time you were moved by the Holy Spirit， you would tear up。
听道理吼，说听到会哭啊，会感动啊，被责骂，觉得自己有罪啊，对不起神啊，那是圣灵在你里头感动呀。
You were moved by the sermons and you feel the rebuke and you would cry and that's the Holy Spirit moving you。
包括唱诗是赞美诗很快乐的，赞美诗也圣灵感动会哭啊。在赞美当中喜乐啊，或者自责呀。
When you were singing,
唱诗都在哭啊。
Singing the hymns of praise, and you feel the rebuke from God, and you will cry.
你有没有这样的这种体会？有没有这样的一种真实的这样表示体会
？Did you have this kind of a very authentic experiences for yourself?
可是我们里头有圣灵的哦。
But you have the Holy Spirit in you.
为什么这么多年已经没有这些体会了
？How is that you don't have this kind of experiences for all these years?
这是我们要深深检讨的时候了。
That's something for you to examine yourself.
但以理他的一出现呢，无论在哪里都被人家感受到神跟他同在的，他里面有神的灵的。
In every emergence of Daniel, whenever he appears, people feel that God abided with him.
来，我们来再继续看下去，十节到十八节。
Verse 10 to verse 18.
这一段呢，是王开始讲他做的梦了。
This is the part where the king was describing his dream.
十节王说，我在床头上的时候，脑中的意象是这样的。
And he said in verse 10 that these were the visions in his head while he was on his bed.
他说他梦到有一棵树哦，非常的高大。
In his dream, he saw a large tree.
有一棵树是极其的高大。
And this tree was exceedingly great.
第二，这棵树呢渐渐的长大，而且非常的坚固。
And secondly, the tree grew and it became very strong.
高到什么程度呢
？How high was this tree?
高到可以顶天，从地极很远很遥远的地极偏远的地方。都能看见这棵大树。
Its height reached to the heavens, and it could be seen at the ends of the earth.
还有呢
？Next，
这棵树的叶子非常华美。
And these leaves were lovely.
果子非常的多。
And its fruit was abundant.
那要来做什么呢？
What are they useful?
可以做众生的事物，就是动物啊，人啊，都靠这棵树啊来得到事物，得到饱足。
These are food for all creation and the beasts and people.
这里说田野的走兽啦，天空的飞鸟啦，凡有血气的啦，包括人啊，包括动物啊。都从这棵树上 得到饱足呀。
So here it describes that there are the bees and the birds and all flesh were also benefiting from it.
简单说，许多人哈，各国的人都靠单一。都靠这个尼布加尼撒王来生存的、啊、来生活的啦。
Simply put, that all kingdoms or all nations depended on King Nebuchadnezzar.
因为他当时是世界最强大的国，是最大的君王啊。世界最高的君王就是他，没有其他的人，没有其他的王。
Because it was in this time that King Nebuchadnezzar claimed the greatest king in all the earth.
哦，他要给你吃就给你，他要收起你的东西就收起，他要占领你的国就占领你，他要杀掉你就杀掉你，所以你要靠他的咯，你完全是靠他的，靠他来活着的。
It's up to the king whether he would feed you or whether he would let you live and whether he would claim or colonize you.
这是你看到他的权柄啊，他的荣耀跟他的哦那种哦霸那种霸气霸道。
And this you can see his authority, his power and arrogance.
突然间在他这种很威风的时候呢。有一位守望者从天降下来，看到吗？第十三节。
And suddenly, in this pinnacle of his pride and success, we can see someone in verse 13.
这位圣者哈，这位使者叫做守望者。他守望做什么？
This holy one, this messenger was called a watcher.
你在丹尼书看到哦，这位天使神的仆役哦，守望做神的国，看守神的国。
We can see in the book of Daniel that this messenger of God is the watcher who watches over the kingdom of God.
也看守神的殿圣殿。
And also watches over the temple of God.
也看守神的百姓。
And also watches over the people of God.
嗯，这是位看守者。
And this is a watcher.
哦，从天上下了，从天而来的。
Coming down from heaven.
那我们传道人，我们教会的负责。人也是教会的看守者，神国的看守者，知道吗？
The ministers or the persons in charge of the church are also the watchers.
看守着神的教会的。
They watch over the church of God.
也看守着信徒的灵魂的。
They watch over the souls of our members.
就是主耶稣说看守那些羊群的，不让狼群吞噬的。我们是守着他们的。
As to watch over all our sheep from being devoured by the wolves.
哦，我们这个职责呢，这个职分呢，这种权柄是从天而降的，从神来的。
This duty and responsibility came down from heaven.
神给我们的权柄，给我们的责任，给我们的使命来的。
This is the mission and authority commissioned by God.
这个守望者他大声的喊说，大声的呼叫说什么呢？
This watcher cried out aloud and said,
十四节
verse 14,
大声说，把这棵树砍倒吧，砍倒吧。
Chop down this tree.
而且要砍倒什么呢？
What else do they chop?
第一，把树砍倒。
Chop down the tree.
第二，砍下它的枝子。
Secondly, cut off its branches.
第三，摇掉它的叶子。
Thirdly, stripped off its leaves.
第四，抛散它的果子。
Fourthly, scatter its fruit.
第五，使走兽离开这棵树。
Fifthly, let the beasts get out from under it.
也让飞鸟躲开这棵树。
And let the birds run away from its branches.
第六
，sixth.
树哦，不要留在地内。树不要留在地内。
And do not and leave the stump and the roots in the earth.
第七。还要用铁签和铜钱来箍住这棵树，来牵住这棵树。
And bind this tree down with a band of iron and bronze.
第八
，eighthly，
要把它箍在哪里呢？把它箍在田野的青草中。
Where is it to be bound? Is in to be bound in tender grass of the field.
就是要把尼布加尼撒王啊，从王宫里面赶出去，赶到草原去了。田野去了。
That's to cast out King Nebuchadnezzar from the palace into the green field.
这些是守望者所呼喊的，所发出的命令。
And that was the instruction cried out by the watcher.
那还没有结束哦。
It is not the end.
这守望者还继续在喊叫哦。
The watcher continued to cry out.
第九守望者说要让他天露地湿，让那些露水啊地湿他。
And ninthly, let it be wet with the dew of heaven.
这怎么可能呢？
How is that possible?
我们是人来的吗？
We are men.
我们又不是住在外面，我们住在家里，住在王宫里的吗？
We do not dwell in the open air. We dwell in the palace.
就是不住在王宫，住在草房啊，那个牧草做的房，也可以挡风挡雨啊，也不会被天露地湿，露水地湿呀。
And not if not in the palace, but in the houses made of straw or wood, we also have a shelter.
你从这样来表面上看这个守望者的这种命令哦，这是不可能的啦，这怎么会发生
？On a superficial level, you can't understand what the watcher is saying, and it's impossible to happen.
事实就是这样发生。
But it was the reality that
跟做守望者的话发生啊，在应验啊。
And this happened exactly according to what the watcher said.
第十个是什么
？What's the tenth one?
要使到他与地上的野兽一同。
That he be given the heart of a beast to eat from the grass.
谁听得懂这句话呀？
Who could understand it?
你说尼布加撒尼撒王要好像牛，好像羊，好像动物野兽在吃草，你搞错没有？
You are trying to claim that King Nebuchadnezzar is such a great and noble person.
不然就是我听错了。
Who would eat from the grass? And did I hear it wrongly?
不然就是你在胡说八道了，你在乱讲话的。
It's either I heard it wrongly or you are saying wrongly.
谁信啊？这种话你开玩笑呀？
And who can believe that?
就算一个人哈没有做完了被赶下来，也不可能像动物这样去吃草啊，是吗？
Even a king,
人来的哦。
Even a king was to be dethroned, and he wouldn't be grazing on the field.
你不要一直在呱呱叫。
And stop noises.
因为你还没有听完，还没有听完这个守望者讲的话。
You have not finished what the watcher was saying.
你看十一哈啊，到十一点啊，第十一个哦。守望者继续讲十一个。
On the 11th point that the watcher was saying,
原来神要使他的心啊，人的心啊，改变成为兽形动物的心啊。
And God wanted his heart to be changed from that of a man to that of a beast.
所以你不用呱呱叫，也不是你听错，也不是那个讲的人胡说八道，是神。改变了他的心。
And stop your noises. It is not going to be. It is not that you have heard wrongly or he said wrongly, but that the heart of this king was changed.
请注意神的话哦。
Take note of the words of God.
人的心啊，会变成兽心啊，可怕哦。
That the heart of a man is possible to be changed into the heart of a beast.
你不要说不可能的，他是人来的，人又怎么样啊？人的心会变成野兽的心啊。
And you claim that that is impossible, but the heart of man can anytime be turned into the heart of.
历史上就曾经这样发生过。
This happened in history.
就是现在我们读的但以理书第四章呀。
That's in chapter 4 of the book of Daniel.
那再来第十二句话。
On the 12th phrase.
守望者说，这种情形哦，好像野兽生活，它到什么时候？到底要这样不正常的这种情况到什么时候？
For how long would this abnormal incident happen?
守望者下命令说，要他经过七期，那就是七年呐。
The watcher has instructed that let seven times pass over him.
看十七节。
Verse 17.
为什么要这样做呢
？Why did he have to do that?
对尼布甲尼撒王下了十二道命令，十二道的话。
There were 12 phrases or 12 instructions that was given upon King Nebuchadnezzar.
我称为十二道命令。
And I call that the 12th instruction.
我们中国岳飞有十二道金牌，尼布甲尼撒王神给他十二道命令，十二句话命令的话。
The Chinese general 岳飞 had 12 medals. This king had received 12 commands from the watcher.
哎呀，传道讲多了，讲累背了啦，那讲到岳飞去，十二道金牌嘛，这里是十二道神的命令嘛。
Now the preacher is,
我意思是这样的。
Now the preacher is just trying to elaborate to you.
十七节。
Verse 17.
请看，这是守望者所发的命令啊，看到吗？这是神的命令，十二道命令啊。
This was a decree of the watchers from God.
是圣者所出的令啊，一定是要这样，一定让他应验的。
It is the word from the Holy One from God.
一定会这样发生的。
It shall be fulfilled and happen this way.
为什么要这样做呢
？Why would this happen?
好叫世人知道，至高者在人。
In order for the living to know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of man.
现在世界的人哦都搞错了。
Now the people of this world were mistaken.
都以为是尼布甲尼撒王在掌控世界，控制世界。
They all think that King Nebuchadnezzar was the one ruling this world.
在当时，所有国度的人民、各族的人民都是这样认为的。尼布甲尼撒王控制了世界。
And back in those days, and this was what all the people were thinking that King Nebuchadnezzar was the only ruler of the world.
尼布甲尼撒王自己也认为他就是控制世界的。就是他。
Even King Nebuchadnezzar himself reckoned himself as the ruler, the sole ruler of the world.
神要让世人知道，不是控制世界的，不是尼布甲尼撒王。
But God wanted the people of the world to realize that King Nebuchadnezzar was not the sole ruler.
真正在宇宙中掌权的、控制世界的、控制国度的是真神，是至高者。
The one who rules in the universe is the Most High, the true God.
你不相信吗?
Do you not believe that?
你很快就看到这个见证了。
You will see this testimony.
神要将国给赐给谁就赐给谁。要立卑微的人执掌国权，就提拔立卑微的人上来。
And to God will give this authority to whomever He will, and set it over even the lowest of men.
这是神给尼布撒尼撒王做梦，甚至是让他遭遇这些事的一个目的。
And that's a dream of God. That's a dream from God to King Nebuchadnezzar, and the reason why he had this dream.
那么王清楚地把梦的环节、细节、十二道命令讲出来。
The king was able to reiterate very clearly these 12 instructions that he received in this dream.
他向丹尼说，这个是从天而降的守望者所说的十二句话，十二道神的命令，十二件清楚的事情。
And he told Daniel that this was the 12 instructions, commands, and also things to happen from this watcher sent from heaven.
到十八节
verse 18.
王再次肯定丹尼说，丹尼里啊，唯独你可以解这个梦，唯独你。
And now King Nebuchadnezzar said that only you, Daniel, who can.
我国中我所养的那些测试那些专家不能用的啦。不能解的了。
All these wise men of my kingdom are unable to interpret.
为什么不能解呢
？Why were they unable？
唯独你能够解。
And only you are able.
因为你里头有圣神的灵在里面。
For the spirit of the holy God is in you.
其实丹尼尔根本都还没有解梦啊。
And in fact, Daniel did not interpret yet.
王就不断的说，你可以解，你绝对可以解。你可以解梦，一直的说你可以解梦。
The king was already declaring that Daniel, you will be able to interpret. You will surely be able to.
那王根据什么这样讲？这样来见证。
Based on what could the king testify this?
他说，因为你都有神的灵啊。
Because you have the spirit of God in you.
你看，这个是尼布甲尼撒王对神的灵的认识，对神的灵的一种认知啊。
And that's the understanding that King Nebuchadnezzar recognized towards the Spirit of God.
我们神的儿女心中有神的灵，有圣灵带领，有圣灵内住，我们可以做很多事情的，做很多人不能够做的事情的。
We children of God have the Spirit of God living in us, abiding with us, and we can do a lot more things that ordinary people can't.
因为很多人做的事很多事情是人不能做的，唯有神才可以做的。但你里头就有神的灵啊，所以你可以啊。
Because there are many things which the people of the world cannot do, but only God can, and you have the Spirit of God in you.
像你对自己圣灵内住在你身上，你有这样的认识吗？尼布甲尼撒王有这样的认识，你有这样的认识吗？
So my question to you is, do you have this understanding or that you recognize does the same way that this King Nebuchadnezzar had?
所以我们真的亏欠了圣灵了。
And we have fallen short of the Holy Spirit.
亏欠真神，也亏欠圣灵给我们住在我们内心。
We have fallen short of God's expectation and also the Spirit living in us.
好，我们看第三段。
The third part,
19节到26节
verse 19 to 26.
但以理就替王来解释解梦了。
Now Daniel was interpreting the dream.
但是当但以理听到王的梦的时候，王讲解梦的时候，但以理的反应是惊讶，吓到了。他惊讶片时，就是整个人好像呆在那边了。
Now then,
惊讶，非常惊奇啊。
And it stated here that when Daniel was listening to this dream, and he was astonished for a time.
心意惊慌啊，很有点害怕。
And his thoughts troubled him.
而且有一段时间停在那边了，不懂要怎么样来表达呀。
He was dumbfounded for a time.
王也发现到丹尼里有不寻常的反应。
Now the king
不正常的反应。
Also noticed that it was an abnormal expression.
所以王对丹尼里说：“哎，你不要因为这个梦。”和梦的讲解害怕，你不用害怕。
Therefore, the king said that Daniel, do not let this dream trouble you.
王也发现到，但以理听了这个梦以后，惊慌了。
Even the king realized that after Daniel heard this dream, he was astonished.
这样更加重了这个王的担忧啊，王的害怕。
This added to the trouble and fear of the king.
但以理开始讲话了。
And now Daniel started speaking.
还没有解释之前，他先向王做一个祝福的话，讲一句祝福的话。
And before he started interpreting, he first made a blessing.
看十九节下半段。
Verse 19 at the portion.
他说：“我主啊，我的王啊。”
He said, "My Lord, my King."
但愿这个梦不归给你。
May the dream concern not you.
只归给那些恨你、讨厌你、害你的人，归给他们。
But only concern
归给你的敌人啊。
Only concern your enemies who hate you.
希望这个梦 不是对你讲的了。
And I wish that this dream was not spoken to you.
但是尼布甲尼撒很清楚啊，就是对他讲的。
But King Nebuchadnezzar understood it clearly that it was
关系他本人的。
It was spoken to him personally.
只是他不知道这是什么意思而已啊。
Just that he did not understand what it means.
好，开始二十节就解梦了。
Verse 20, he started interpreting.
二十二节说，王啊，这棵树就是你啊，二十二节啊。
Verse 22, it is you, O King, this tree.
其他的渐渐高大啦，什么叶子华美那些我们都不用解释了啦。就是尼布甲尼撒王的强盛啊，跟他的荣耀了。
There's no need to elaborate how this tree grew and became strong and just as his kingdom prospered.
到24跟26节的时候。
24 to 26.
我们来读这一段。
Let's read this portion.
他说：“王啊，讲解就是这样。”
And this is the interpretation, okay?
领导我主我王的事，就是出于至高者的命令，这是神的意思来的。
This is the decree from the Most High, the will of God.
25节。
25.
你必被赶出离开世人。
You shall be driven out from man.
你要与野地的野兽同居，吃草如牛。
Your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field and eat grass like oxen.
还要被天露地试，而且要经过七期。
You'll be wet with the dew of heaven 7 times.
什么时候结束呢
？And when shall it end？
等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要施以谁就施以谁的时候，你的这种灾难才过去。
It is only until that you know that the Most High God rules in the kingdom of man before this will end.
看二十六节。
26.
守望者既然已经吩咐存留这个树孽，守望者说要把树留住，树孽留住嘛，等你知道诸天掌权以后，你的国必定归还给你，你恢复到王的地位去。
Now the watchers gave the command to leave the stump and the roots of the tree in the earth to leave it unscathed. That is to say that it is the kingdom shall be given back to you.
但以理根据什么这样来讲解呢
？And according to what basis did Daniel say this？
他发现到神只是把树砍倒，神没有把整棵树挖出来，只是把树砍倒，但是还留着树根呢、啊。
He realized that God did chop off the tree, but not the stump and the roots, and those stump and the roots remain in the earth.
那我，然后丹尼尔就知道神要把王位归给他，再重新回到王的位置了。
And Daniel understood that this king Nebuchadnezzar would retain his kingship.
要经过七年。
But it has to wait until 7 years later.
要说七年啊，七天都可怜，都顶不顺。
And not to mention 7 years, it is unbearable for 7 days already.
要说七天啊，七个小时你顶得顺吗
？You can't even bear that for 7 hours.
七年啊
7 years.
这是神对他的刑罚，对他的管教。
His punishment that he received from a God.
所以请注意这几个重点啊。
Take note on all these important points.
第一，这是出于至高者的命令。
First of all, it is out of the command from the Most High.
第二，你必被赶出来。
Secondly, you will be cast out and from men.
第三，你要与野兽同居。
Thirdly, you will make your dwelling among the beasts.
第四，你要吃草如牛。
Thirdly, you will eat grass like oxen.
第五，你要被天露地试。
Fifthly, you will be wet with the dew of heaven.
那再来，你第七，你要经。一二三四，第六你要经过七年。
The sixth point you will pass 7 times.
第七你要神的目的是什么
？And the seventh point, what is the will of God?
要让你归荣耀给神。
That's for you to give glory back to God.
要让你真正的谦卑下来。
That you, for you to be truly humble.
神才是掌权的神。
That only God is the ruler.
第八个。
The eighth point.
守望者留下你以后要把国归还给你。
The watchers shall retain you and give you back the kingdom.
这是丹尼里的圣灵的解释了。
That is how Daniel interpreted this.
我们看解释过后，丹尼里最后勉励什么呢
？After interpretation, what did Daniel encourage the king?
如果是你，你会再向王再讲什么话呢？再勉励什么呢
？If it were you, what else would you tell the king to encourage?
我们看二十七节
，verse 27。
丹尼里对王的谏言就是。勉励一些话，希望王接受，希望王悔改。
These words of Daniel serve as an advice or encouragement to the king to repent.
丹尼里说：“王啊，求你悦纳我的谏言，求你。”
Daniel said that
接受我的谏言，我的勉励。
Please, I beseech you to receive to accept my advice.
历史告诉我们，很多的谏言啊，对王的那些好的建议啊。说好要他悔改的话王都不喜悦，王都不会悦纳的。历史告诉我们，王不会听的。
History tells us that all this good advice from the ministers are not pleasing to the kings and the emperors。
你说了这些话 反而是被遭受到灭族的灭，自己的头被砍，你的家人，你的族群都会被毁灭的。
As soon as you see, you speak these words of contempt, and you would be punished with that sentence.
这种在历史上太多这种历史事件了， and, 特别是中国的历史王朝，王朝历史。
All this you can see throughout our history of empires and dynasties.
所以我们才有一句有两句成语嘛，中原聂耳，良药苦口，忠臣哦。忠心的臣仆对你讲忠心的话、哦、反而被杀头了。
Which is why the Chinese proverbs go that faithful ministers of the kingdom have been beheaded.
你不是感谢他，你反而更讨厌他，要毁灭他。
You are not thanking them for their good advice. You are killing them for their good advice.
良药、哦、对你有帮助的，会医治你病的，会让你健康的，反而是苦口的，很苦的，你吃不下去，你讨厌吃。
And the good medicine which can truly save you is always bitter to the tongue.
历史是这样。
And history was like that.
今天的教会会不会这样？
Would our church today repeat this?
古代的圣经的旧约先知就是忠言逆耳啊！神的先知对神忠心，对教会忠心，对百姓忠心，讲出忠心的话都被杀的，没有一个不被杀。
All these prophets
都被杀。
All these faithful prophets to God and were of the ancient times were always being killed and beheaded.
这也是主耶稣承认的。从约伯开始到马拉基，他讲到撒加利亚先知，都被你们杀害啊，用石头打死。主耶稣也承认这件事情。
That's also been acknowledged by Jesus himself that all these prophets from Job to Zechariah have been killed by our people.
他们都在说话，说神的话呀。
They were the ones preaching the word of God.
他们不是在做恶事、做坏事、乱讲道理，你知道吗？
They were not
不是在乱改变真理，知道吗？不是呢。
Who were doing evil? Who were changing the words of God?
先知讲的话千篇一律，就是要百姓悔改啦，归向神啦，要守安息日啦，不要拜偶像啦，要悔改，就是讲这些啊！你看哪一个先知不是讲这些的
？All that the prophets were preaching were for them to repent of their sins and turn back to God, observe the Holy Sabbath, and do not worship the idols.
如果今天我们在教会看到这样的传道人，看到这样的长子，常常这样提醒我们，常常这样警告我们，我们多高兴啊！哈利路亚！我们可以常常警醒哇！今天听道理，哎呦，哎我，哎都唔记得去咯。给你谈到套理哦，哎呀，啊，像去了哟，是不是一种感谢，一种提醒？
Wouldn't this
刚好现在相反的，我讨厌他这样讲。
Wouldn't this, isn't this also happening in modern times in our church today? That today, instead of thanking the preacher for reminding us with harsh sermons, to help us repent, but we instead hate them.
甚至看到又是他哦，关掉了，现在上网了，不要听了。
Now that we are all live streaming online, as soon as you see this preacher, you will turn it off.
现在可以转台的嘛？你可以转到台湾去，转到美国去，很多台可以转的。
Now you have the
收美国的，收台湾的都可以收到的呀。
You have tuned away to a different channel. You can watch sermons from other countries, from Taiwan, from America.
真实是这样的事情。
This is
不是传道在乱讲。
This is a reality. This is what is truly happening.
这样你会悔改吗？
Will you still repent?
这一样嘛，就是古代君王嘛，忠言逆耳，良药苦口。
The same history repeated itself that the faithful ministers of the kingdom have been slaughtered.
那么他建议王行两件事情。
And he advised the king to do two things.
第一，王啊，你要行公义，要成为一个公义的王。
Firstly, by being righteous, O king.
用行公义来断绝这些罪恶的事情。
You practice righteousness so that you can cut off from iniquities.
原来很多罪恶的事情、不公义的事情、冤枉好人的事情，就是因为不公义、不公不义，造成很多的悲剧，造成很多很痛苦的、很凄凉的那种故事、那种历史。
And so much tragedy and so much sinful things have taken place simply because the king was unrighteous.
如果王你能够秉公心意、哦、公平的 来治理国家，很多冤枉的事、很多罪恶都会停止、都会消失，因为没有公义。
If only if the king was righteous and able to uphold righteousness, and many of these tragedies and iniquities would be cut off.
你敢这样跟王讲吗？
Would you dare to say this to
the king? 第二件事。
Secondly,
王啊，你不单除了以公义、哦、还要行怜悯、哦、怜悯穷人。
other than upholding righteousness, you should show mercy.
除掉哦很多的那种痛苦、悲伤、悲哀的悲惨的事情。
You will be able to break off a lot of tragedies.
因为穷人的故事、穷人的悲歌、穷人的眼泪太多了。
Because
说不完啊，穷人的痛苦。
There are just so much ordeal and dire times and difficulties to the poor.
穷啊，没有钱啊，孩子饿死多可怜。
The poor have no money and their children have to suffer starvation.
穷啊，把孩子卖给财主。小小就总有卖给财主，然后那个孩子被财主虐待，打死了。
They were so poor.
父母的心多痛苦，因为没有钱啊，把孩子卖给财主。
That the poor parents had to sell off their children to the rich, and the children had been beaten to death.
你想想看，如果你的孩子今天卖给有钱人，你有钱人虐待你的孩子，打死你的孩子，你的心怎么样？你的心怎么样呀？
You can only imagine.
你就买因为我穷啊，如果我有钱就不会发生这种事呀，是不是？
You can only imagine how sorrowful would you be if you were so poor to have to sell off your children to some rich man and who will beat your children to death.
穷人太多悲惨的事发生，太多太多。
And there's just so much tragedy that happened among the poor.
王啊，你要帮助穷人啊，怜悯穷人啊，你不单只不可以欺负他，你要帮助他们啊。
Okay.
王啊，你有这种权柄啊，你有这种基金，有这种钱来帮助呀，你有这种能力来帮助呀。
You have the privilege to help the poor and to free them from their tragedy, and please do so.
两句很简单的话。
These are very short two phrases.
行公义。
Practice righteousness.
好怜悯。
And show mercy.
特别怜悯穷的。
Especially to the poor.
做得到吗？
Can you do that?
要不要做呢？
Will you do that?
再来。
Next.
这样做的话，
If you do so.
或者，请注意，或者你的平安可以延长了。
Perhaps only perhaps there will be a lengthening of your prosperity.
这是很重要的一句话，也是句哈，也很有智慧的话。
Very wise statement.
注意哦，但你不是说王啊，你这样做的是呢，神就不会惩罚你了，神就把惩罚收回去了。哎，神没有这样讲哦，但以理也没有这样讲。
Take note that Daniel did not say that only if you do that, the Lord God will retract this punishment from you.
所以我们哦，千万千万不要自作主张，替神开支票啊，替神开支票啊，给你100万、200万，神说我没有给他，我没有要给他100万、200万啊，你自己开的呀，你自己讲的呀。
That's to say that we never take the place of God to decide things and to, let's say, issue a check to the person.
但是我们就是常常替神乱开支票啊，你这样做了，你悔改了，那你怎么样又怎么样
？And so to speak.
神说我没有这样讲啊，他要悔改那是一定的，但是我没有说他悔改了，我就把惩罚、把管教收回去，我没有这样讲呀。
So to speak, we always want to take the place of God to decide for things, for things to happen. But that's not what God said.
这里丹尼里是说，或许啦，或许就是可能啦，可能神会让你的命哦多留多长一点啦。
And therefore, here Daniel said that perhaps and maybe that God will allow your prosperity to be lengthened.
这是带着一种希望，但是不能够替神来开支票。替神来承诺说啊，一定没问题的，一定怎么样怎么样，你不要替神开支票哦。
And this is only a kind remark to tell the king, but not to overpromise what God did not.
而且也只是说，或许你可以平安一段时间呐、更长的一段时间呐、没有说神不惩罚你哦，没有哦。
Or perhaps that you
只是把惩罚的时间拖久一点而已，拖长一点而已、
It also means that perhaps your prosperity can be lengthened a little. Doesn't mean that your punishment will be cancelled.
好，那28节到33节。
28 to 33.
那王的骄傲跟败坏了。
This is the pride and the arrogance and the downfall of the king.
什么时候他开始败坏呢
？When did he have his downfall?
不是开始败坏，又来败坏呢
？When did he had a downfall again?
圣经给我们一个答案。
The Bible tells us.
29节。
Was that 29?
过了12个月。
At the end of the 12 months.
就是说这件事，但以理劝勉他，做梦劝勉他，过了一年了，他的骄傲又来了。
It was to say that after 12 months after the advice from Daniel, the king fell into his pride and arrogance again.
就是神给他一年当中哦，他战战兢兢，他害怕，他谨慎自己的言行，谨慎自己的行为，他还可以平安一年啊，12个月啊。
That's exactly as what was stated, that he might have his prosperity for another short time, a year.
12个月一过了，哦，积久了，固态复明了，老毛病又发生了，哦，本性难移又出现了，又来了，讲骄傲话了，又来了。
After the 12 months of trembling and careful behavior, and he went back to his old self, which was arrogant and sinful.
后来事情的发生大家都了解了。
And you can understand what will happen next.
后来神就还回给他他的这种荣耀。
And at the end, God returned his glory.
到37节。
37.
来一起读来。
37.
现在我尼布加尼撒王赞美尊荣恭敬天上的王，他才是真正的王了。因为他所做的全都是诚实，他所行的也都是公平。那行动骄傲的就是他咯，他就能降他为卑，就是在讲自己了。
King Nebuchadnezzar
拿自己来做见证。
Was able to testify for himself based on his own experience to praise and extol God.
我现在哦，赞美天上的真神，他才是天上的真正的王，万王之王。
Now he praised God.
我不是啊，我
as the king of all kings from heaven, and I am not.